as an owner of a business, and this I can speak from experience on, your job is people and money. And well, let me rephrase that. People, money, and vision. You have to set the vision, you have to find the people, and you have to make sure the capital's there. And to do that, you cannot necessarily be down in the day-to-day, hopping from day-to-day, from meeting to meeting to meeting, to conversation to context, and you just never have any time to create and vision and grow. And if you, when you figure out how to create that margin in your calendar, even if it's one day a week, right, or a couple of hours, you create that margin to where you have that time to really get in state, really get focused on the vision of where you're trying to go. And then things start to happen. You start to initiate the clarity that you need to lead the organization to the next step, to the next step, to the next step, stepping on the staircase toward that vision that you have, right?
If I were an all-powerful creator, what would I do here? What would it feel like? What would be my true essence? What is really an energy that is natural to my being, that feels good and expansive inside of me? Starting with this question, and after this initial discovery, creating standards to actually apply this. One thing is to see it inside and to have the clarity around what we really want. The second thing is, okay, do we put it into action and actually establish standards? Okay, if stress doesn't feel like my natural, most expansive frequency, then okay, I'm invited to find a different way to run my business. Clean up the calendar, kick out some meetings. And we can all do this. I do this with almost all of my clients who have a full calendar. We look at the calendar and we kick out stuff. I mean, it's totally possible. We can all do it. But it takes, again, first a clarity and then a courage and a kind of a warrior commitment to also move on it.
You're listening to the Real Estate Runway podcast, powered by Quattro Capital, where we're all about alternative business and investment strategies to help you amplify life and maximize wealth. Here's your host, Chad, the investment maverick.
He is a spiritual business mentor, founder of Pure Power, and I'm so excited for this conversation. But before we reintroduce him to the show, folks, if you get any value out of this or anything we do here at Quattro Real Estate Runway, just interact with it. This is all free content. Pay it forward to someone else who needs to hear it. Share it, like it, 5-star review it, swipe it, whatever you're watching this on, just do something so that they know you like it, okay? And that'll pay it forward to someone else just like you. So Oliver, my man, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
What's up, Chad? Thank you so much for having me. I feel honored to be here. And thank you for the beautiful intro. A real honor and a joy to be back in your space here, in your temple.
It's good to be back. And I love seeing the new background. You know, you mentioned you just finished moving, right?
I just finished moving, indeed. And so this new place that I'm living in now is really offering kind of like a high vision to me. You know, I can see all across the skyline. I have the seagulls coming in at the morning and hanging out with me. And it's beautiful, you know, to harness that same high vision also in my business and in the things that I do in the world.
I love it. I love the high vibration that comes off of it. So fantastic.
Yeah.
So Oliver, other than moving, give us an update. We're not going to reintroduce you. We'll let people go back and listen to episode 150. That's 150, folks. If you missed it in the beginning, go listen to that super powerful episode. Give us an update on what you've been up to since we talked. I guess it was 4, 5, 6 months ago.
Yeah. I mean, my journey has been really over the last couple of years, a journey of bridging spiritual realization with high performance business and high performance leadership. And I feel since we last had this talk, what was it, 6 months ago, something like this, or 9 months?
Something like this. Yeah. I'll pull it up like while you're talking.
Yeah. I've given myself permission to go even a little bit deeper into speaking about spirituality and speaking really about my direct experience of this. And it feels amazing. Yeah? I'm going a little bit more alien mode with this. And at the same time, I see the direct application for this also with my clients who are working in your industry and private equity in the investment sphere. It is very directly applicable and not actually as woo-woo or fairy, kind of airy-fairy as it may sound on the onset.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and the realization of it all is as it comes. So the episode was back in August, folks, August 24th, 2023. So gosh, that was about half a year ago at this point.
There we go. Yeah.
Time flies. So, brother, tell me what's on your heart today. You know, we were having a chat on LinkedIn Messenger the other day, kind of in anticipation of the episode. And I'm excited to come back and kind of talk about some of the realizations that you've had and with some of your clients. And so let's start with what's on your heart today. Let's go.
Yeah,
from there.
Fantastic. You know, for me, what is very much on my heart these days is the deepening realization. And this is not new, but it keeps deepening and keeps refreshing and showing itself in new ways to me. How we are creating not only in the physical world, but we are also creating in frequency. And we're creating in every moment, actually, with whatever we touch, whatever we do. There is always a creation also happening on a subtle level. And this, you know, we can see it so well in all the everyday interactions. We can also see it in business at large. We can see it in leadership. How when we're building a business, we're not just putting together, you know, the structures and the employees and the vision statement and whatever, yeah, the investment policy. We are also creating something like a subtle geometry on an energetic level. And I sense that, or I know also from speaking with people in the industry, that especially kind of in more logically driven spaces like the investment industry, this knowledge seems to lag behind a little bit. Yeah. It seems, you know, for a lot of people just really looking at it from the logical perspective. Oh, no, I'm just doing my thing here. Like only what I can see. Yes.
Yeah.
But there's such a gold mine there and actually looking there. Yeah. And that's what I would love to dive into today, because I really feel that there's massive value that can be unlocked for people in actually engaging with this in a conscious way.
Yeah, let's really dive into that. And folks, like you're hearing him say the word frequency, and you know, frequency, you can also kind of relate to the word vibration, right? A frequency is what level of vibration. You could have high frequency, low frequency. You know, high frequency is that really high pitch one, and the low is going to be, you know, obviously a bigger, you know, more spread out vibration. But, you know, thinking about the vibration you're giving off, everything we do, whether it is in business, life, friendships, whatever, you know, you're either attracting or repelling things, right? So there's also the law of attraction that goes with this here. And so before we get into the vibrations, just think about every decision you make, every action you take, everything that you touch in life, you're either causing an attraction or a repulsion, right? And so it's like you think about, while you see someone who just really jives with your way of life or with your, you know, your mindset, and like, wow, that you're drawn towards them. They have an attraction that they're causing with the vibration they're putting out. And then you may have the similar thing, like maybe you see someone with immense negativity about, or they're handling a problem with immense negativity, and that is repelling you, right? So just keep that in mind as we go through this conversation. There's not only the frequency and vibration, but the concept of, I mean, just think about magnetism. You're either two magnets are repelling one another, or they're pulling together. So anyway, just thought I'd kind of walk.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, that's a beautiful add-in. And indeed, I mean, we are always attracting something, yeah? Even if we're moving into spaces with a great negativity inside, we just attract on that same frequency band. Yeah. So then there's misfortune or bad luck and all these things. And we can see it in practice. Yeah. I mean, there's loads of people who are doing all the things. Yeah. They're checking all the boxes, doing, you know, all the things that are being asked for them. And still, it's not fully taking off. Yes.
Yes.
Well, why is that? Why is that? Because there's a hidden component to it. It's not only because we tick off all the boxes that we are bound to be successful. Yeah. This inner component plays a big role. And even in everyday, you know, situations, we can relate to this. If for somebody this feels really foreign, this whole story around, you know, mothers cooking with love, it's a real thing. Yeah. It's a real thing. It can be tasted. Yeah. If we make a creation like this, let's say somebody's mother is an incredible cook, yeah, and she pours all her love into the food, it can be tasted. Because this whole creation is held in a field of love and care. And it becomes a real realization of this person. It's like a self-realized action, yeah, realizing her inner being through this process of cooking. because there's so much care for the family and for the people that she's serving. And that's the kind of vibe that we can also bring into our companies to make it actually really, really attractive, yeah, and really create something that people want to be a part of.
Yeah. It's a very interesting way to think about it. And so just folks, like, walk back in your mind and think about something that, you know, I'm not just going to say a mother, but a loving figure in your life made for you, right? Food wise, right? For me, I'm thinking about when my grandmother would make me, and don't laugh all you health nuts out here who know me now and know what I eat like now. It would be white rice with butter, sugar, and cream. All right. It was the best tasting thing in the world. And I've never been able to replicate it. I've never been able to make it the same way. And, or is it like, think about, okay, your mother's cheesecake, whatever it is that your mother used to make for you. No one has ever been able to quite get it right, you know? And so that, I think what you're describing is that element, like there's this other essence that you put into it when you, like, you could just make a batch of eggs, or you could make a batch of eggs with the love of that you're sending towards that person. Am I following what you're putting
absolutely.
Down?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, even food like this prepared with love like that, it becomes real medicine. It becomes really healing for the being who takes it in. Yeah. Whereas, on the contrary, if we make food with this kind of inner attitude of whatever, being stressed out and being frustrated with life, it also will carry this frequency. And we could give so many examples on this, Chad. We could be speaking the whole episode about real life kind of tangible examples. Also, you know, probably something that everybody can relate to is sitting with your spouse or with your partner and then looking at them. And you don't even say anything. Yeah, like there's no verbal communication, nothing happening. And sometimes you will have this real moment of intimacy and feeling like, wow, there's a connection there and somehow a deepening. And sometimes something is just off, yeah? And most likely it's the frequency that is going into this contact. Yeah? There's some kind of a grasping or a frustration, yeah, or something. It doesn't need to be said. And she picks on that, especially women are very intuitive beings, typically more than us men. Yeah? They pick these things up immediately. And again, we could give so many examples for this. I hope it's relatable for the listener. Yeah, that indeed this is.
So let's drive it home and get into, because I see what you're saying. And so whether it's, you know, how you're looking at your spouse, the vibration could be off. Whether it's how, you know, how you're preparing food for a loved one, if you know, and I guess the parallel is, and I actually read this in a book recently. I forget which one it was, maybe one of Dan Martell's books, but. If you have a business you've built and the culture, this is just another real world example, driving it closer to building of a business. If the culture is everybody's stressed out all the time, everybody's like feeling like there's not enough time all the time, what do you think your customer is going to feel when they interact with those people?
Exactly. Exactly. And the way that I like to look at this, also to make it visually quite easy, at least for me to connect with this. I feel when we are building a company, or really anything, yeah, but when we're building a company, it's like we're opening a geometric field. It's as if we are on a subtle level creating a geometry for this company, depending on the energy and the frequency that we are the leader, when the entrepreneur or the founder, or whatever, yeah, the managing partner of the company comes with a deeply set kind of benchmark frequency of stress. It ripples through the whole geometry and it touches everyone in the field, and then it ripples into the field of the clients. And it becomes really ingrained into the brand and everybody can feel it. Everybody can feel it. Yeah. And we can make a little experiment here, and we can just kind of intuitively connect with the energy of some brands, yeah, and just kind of make this little trial here, this little experiment. For example, Berkshire Hathaway. Yeah, what do you feel in this brand? Like, what kind of frequency do you get just from connecting with this brand? What they stand for?
You know, I would feel the word transference from them, which is literally defined as certainty, clarity, and confidence, right? Like, yeah, they just put out like, okay, I know they know what they're talking about. They've walked the walk. They've done it. You know, they have good people behind them, some of the smartest in the world, and they seem to be calm in all situations. You never mm-hmm. see, you know, Warren Buffett on the, you know, on an interview, stressed out or freaking out about what's coming. You know, you see him calm and collected and experienced. And so I think that's what I would pull from that brand.
And that's it. Yeah. And then maybe we can contrast it with BlackRock, for example. Yeah. What would be your perception of BlackRock?
My perception of BlackRock is, I got to be careful what I say on the air here. It seems that there's inner agendas. It seems that there is lately been some stress because, I mean, just if you've been following the news, they've not been able to make their redemption requirements that investors have had. So there's been a lot of stuff in the news about that. A lot of statements have come out of the company regarding that have been regarded negatively by investors. And they seem to be very open about the notion that, you know, one day the individual will own nothing and be happy about it. And they're very pro that. So I guess, I don't know. I feel a little bit of sinister behavior and a little bit of it's us versus you out of them.
Yeah. So yeah, this is so interesting. It's accessible to all of us to feel these qualities. Like we don't need to take a meditation course. We don't need to, I mean, we have this capacity. We are all naturally connected to this. But just look at what the founders have been pouring in energetically into those companies. Yeah, the qualities that you mentioned for Berkshire Hathaway, I would say that's Warren Buffett. Yeah, I mean, that's just the energy that he's consistently been pouring for decades and decades into this creation, and it ripples like this. Well, and now, of course, in BlackRock, we have a big shift here in the leadership, and things are uncertain, and kind of it seems that the whole geometric formation is falling a little bit out of place. Yeah, it's like, oof, everything undergoes a wobble here, and there's this level of uncertainty.
Well, and folks, I have to apologize. This is what happens when you record live. I heard Blackstone in my head. He's talking about BlackRock, two different companies. But still, there's uncertainty in the leadership transition. So fair point. Point still made.
Yes. And so the question that I would like to raise to the listeners, just to reflect for a moment, what is the energy that you are pouring into your creation? And so often I see when I'm doing the work with my clients and we're really diving deep into their leadership style and how they build their companies, that they are building from old subconscious habits and patterns. Yeah? Let's say stress. Yeah, we mentioned this kind of basing the whole worldview on, okay, I need to, you know, work 80 hours a week and completely book everything tight. And it all has this grasping, stressful vibration that is being poured into the company. And then wondering perhaps why it's not flowing with more ease and more grace and not attracting more of the high caliber investors into the space who want to be in a frequency of more peace. That's typically what we see as we're kind of moving up the ladder, if we can say it like this, where the higher caliber people, they are appreciating a bit more peacefulness, spaciousness.
Yeah.
And so here we may have an explanation why some things may not be planning out or going out the way that it was planned.
That makes a lot of sense. And so, you know, kind of reflecting on that is you know, there's an engineering law. I'm a recovering engineer. You also forgive me for that. But, you know, conservation of energy, energy input equals energy output, right? Minus any losses. And so if you're putting stress energy, energy from old habits, negative energy, you know, not what you want your customer to feel. Let's just say that, you know, that's unfortunately what they're going to feel. So very interesting there. Very interesting, Oliver. So let's talk a little bit about, as the business owner who may now identify and say, wow, gee, that's me. Maybe I'm putting the wrong energy and vibration and frequency into this company. What are some ways to start correcting that? Like what is the right way to approach the frequency that you're pouring into the company?
Yes. I feel ultimately it needs to start with an inner shift. And that's where it introduces the spiritual component into my work, because a part of this is in recognizing our inner being and actually coming into a recognition that in the core of what we are actually all powerful creators. And actually each and every one of us is tremendously beautiful in the soul, yeah, in the heart. Mm. Like there is a beauty, there is a love, a capacity for tremendous love and freedom in each and every one of us. And it is pulsating through each and every one of us. Now, this may or may not be kind of directly accessible to somebody listening who hasn't done, you know, practice and meditation and stuff to really discover their inner being. However, we have all had these glimpses where it just felt like things are flowing in perfect harmony and perfect order. Yeah, for some people, it might have been stepping on a surfboard, yeah, and you catch the wave and then everything just kind of melts into, you know, this one, a unity experience, yeah, a flow state. For some of us, it may have been whatever, in lovemaking. For some of us, when we're presenting to investors, yeah, we all know this moment. And that is a good moment to start. Like, yeah, this question, okay, if I were an all-powerful creator and in flow and harmony with life, yeah, and if I would really trust in that, how would I want to actually build this? Yeah, like, what would I be called to do for my highest delight in building this company? And just here introducing a bit of a perspective shift. We spoke about me being in the penthouse. Yeah, that's the idea. You elevate a little bit out of your street view. You come up a little bit, yeah, skyline, and you look at the whole thing from above with this question. Okay, wow, like if I were an all-powerful creator, yeah, what would I do here? What would it feel like? What would be my true essence? What is really an energy that is natural to my being, that feels good and expansive inside of me? Starting with this question, yeah, and after this initial discovery, creating standards to actually apply this. Yeah? One thing is to see it inside and to have the clarity around what we really want. The second thing is, okay, do we put it into action and actually establish standards? Yeah, okay, if stress doesn't feel like my natural, most expansive frequency, then okay, I'm invited to find a different way to run my business. Clean up the calendar, kick out some meetings. And we can all do this. I do this with almost all of my clients who have a full calendar. We look at the calendar and we kick out stuff. I mean, it's totally possible. We can all do it. But it takes, again, first a clarity and then a courage and a kind of a warrior commitment to also move on it.
Yeah, it's a very interesting approach. And it's kind of taken a spiritual versus a tactical approach towards, you know, becoming that all-powerful creator and that super gifted person in your business. You know, I guess what I'm hearing is, first you have to figure out, it's almost like, what is your identity? What is your core frequency? Like where, and maybe just to say it a different way, where in your life, whether it's inside your business or out, but ideally a time inside of your business that's relevant, you know, where did you feel at peace or in a flow state, or, you know, where things were just working well, rolling, you know, and try to match what was true in that moment, you know, and this is an easy thing to pick on. The calendar probably wasn't full. You were probably having some high green create time. You know, you were doing something super impactful and meaningful that was a needle moving activity in the business, rather than jumping from call to call to call to call or something like that, right? So
that's it.
You think about it that way, and then it sounds like I'm going along the right direction here. And so, you know, I know tactical ways to do this. I'm learning a lot of the spiritual stuff from you, Oliver. But, you know, just think tactically here for a second. You know, on the calendar, for example, if you went through there and you look at your week and you realize you have 75 meetings, they're all different contexts, and you have no time to think, no time to create. Well, that's the wrong way to lead a business, right? Because, I mean, as an owner of a business, and this I can speak from experience on, your job is people and money. And well, let me rephrase that. People, money, and vision. You have to set the vision, you have to find the people, and you have to make sure the capital's there. And to do that, you cannot necessarily be down in the day-to-day, hopping from day-to-day, from meeting to meeting to meeting, to conversation to context, and you just never have any time to create and vision and grow. And if you when you figure out how to create that margin in your calendar, even if it's one day a week, right, or a couple of hours, you create that margin to where you have that time to really get in state, really get focused on the vision of where you're trying to go, and then things start to happen. You start to initiate the clarity that you need to lead the organization to the next step, to the next step, to the next step, stepping on the staircase toward that vision that you have, right? So tell me if I'm walking in the right direction. I'm just speaking
absolutely,
my
man.
Right?
Yeah, beautifully put. That's exactly it. And if we look at it again from a frequency perspective, yeah, what's the frequency that goes into this 85 meetings a week? That's a certain desperation. Right? What was that?
I said it's probably high screeching frequency is what it is. Yeah. Like the noise on a chalkboard.
Indeed, yeah. It really screeches big time, yeah, because there's a lot of desperation in it, and yeah, this kind of like trying to squeeze everything out of it. But again, guess which kind of business partners this is attracting into your field. Yeah. And at some point it becomes so ingrained in the organization that it becomes
culture
more and more challenging to really make a big shift. Yeah? Yeah. It solidifies over time. However, there's always hope. Yeah. and maybe, I mean, I want to say something which maybe is a little bit esoteric, yeah, but I'll just say this piece. If it doesn't resonate for the listener, then please just discard it. If it does, then feel it in your heart. Yeah. We have come here as souls also to really experience our realization. And we have come here to build magnificent things in the world and really realize our heart and share love and share freedom, because really that is what we are in essence. It is the space that we have come from before we were born, and it is also the space, and this is probably where we'll lose some people, but it's also the space where we go when we die, and it is also available now. Yeah, there is a tremendous freedom pulsating through the being, a tremendous power. But so we need to come out of this place of hiding and playing small and playing so much in desperation and this clinging, and great vistas open up through that. And indeed, on a tactical level, it's not only kind of the spiritual seeing, but then it needs to be applied on all the tactical levels. What you spoke about, freeing up time for the CEO to really vision and develop the big ideas for the company, is one of the things that I do quite regularly with my clients. Yeah? One of the steps, make time. And then there's a whole bunch of other things on the tactical level, of course, that we can do in order to really bring this frequency into every single nut and bolt of the company that we're creating.
So let's talk about changing the frequency now, right? So we've established that perhaps we don't have the best frequency that we're pouring in. The good news is that can change, right? You change the frequency on your radio with a knob, right? You just have to have the right knowledge of how to do it. So when you are working with your CEOs or your managing partners, you know, tactically, we've talked about the time side of things, but what are some ways that you start to, when you've identified what your ideal frequency is, your ideal state, what are some ways that you start to change that in the organization? I mean, is it ever too late, or can it be reversed?
Of course, it can. Absolutely, it can be rebuilt. And it's a beautiful process, because when we change this frequency within ourselves, we automatically create an invitation for everybody around us to match that, or to ultimately fall out of the field. Yeah. So there's always this: either they come with us, or they will move to a different place. So how does this look on a tactical level? So we spoke about step number one, a soul searching, a self-recognition. Who am I really? Yeah? What is the place of freedom for me? What is my natural frequency? We spoke about step number two, defining specific standards for that. Now, this is a massive thing. And it kind of like we can say it so easily and we can think it's a small thing, but it's massive. Like this is really massive. For example, one such standard that I have in my business is highest good of all. Highest good of all. Whatever I do in my business, I engage with it to the extent that it supports the highest good of all. And this is a standard that I defined for myself because it really feels true to my soul. It feels expansive in my heart. It feels good for me to do business like this. And it has so many implications. Now, for example, I'm not going to sign on a client if I feel that I will not be able to powerfully support this person. And I'm literally turning down people who want to give me money to work with me. And I say, no. Yeah. Why? Because something may not, maybe there's the wrong intention of wanting to engage with the work, whatever. There may be just something that's not matching in terms of the frequency, in terms of how we're meeting. But so it goes into every decision process, into every offer that I make, into every client interaction. And so it's a really, really big piece here. And I, when I do this work with my clients, I support them to also develop standards like these for themselves. And then it's about carrying it into hiring decisions, offers, new engagements. So maybe an interesting reflection on this for the listener might be, where are you engaging in your business with something that doesn't actually feel true or that doesn't feel good? I see this also so often with people in the investment space where they are doing deals with a partner because it's good financially, it makes sense for the mind, but actually they don't quite agree with how the other person is dealing and the ethics are a little bit off and this kind of thing. That's where it gets murky.
Yeah. And that can really, gosh, if you're holding on to that baggage, that can really, that unknowingly adds stress to the equation too. So
exactly.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Incredible stuff, Oliver. I mean, this is some pretty high level stuff, folks, but this is like, if you feel like you're doing all the right things, but you're just not, you're checking all the right boxes, but the results just aren't coming. The customers just aren't reacting the way that you thought they would be. It's quite possible that you have a frequency problem, and it may very well be, what you're putting into the company is therefore radiating out of the brand and to the customer. And that may be the source of the change. This is the hardest thing for the owner of a company to hear, right? Is that, everything stems from you. You could be the solution, you could be the problem, and everything in between. But the good news is you're probably both. You are both the problem and the solution. And sometimes it just stems from, resetting the frequency that you are putting into the business, which will then radiate out in all directions. Through your employees, through your interactions in the market, through your investors, through your, and subsequently to your customer. So Oliver, thank you for coming on and sharing just your heart and your brain and some of the stuff you're learning, coaching some of the international high level CEOs that you're coaching. So we really appreciate that.
An absolute pleasure, Chad. And I want to add one thing to what you just said.
Yes, please.
I agree indeed. If you are finding that your business is not generating the results that you want, there may be a frequency issue. But I would say even if you're completely smashing it, and your company is like super successful and everything is going well, even here, I would like to raise the question to contemplate just how good can it get? Yeah, like what if this gets to be even more delightful and the full realization of my inner being? Because yes, this work can indeed remove obstacles and kind of help us to, achieve our goals. But it can also help to just, go hyperbolic on whatever we're doing and just really harness even more of the success that is already happening. And that for me is high level fun and deeply enjoyable and also, just such a delight to witness each and every time.
And Oliver, that will be the question we end the show with, because that is a great thought-provoking spot for everyone out there. So folks, that's the mic drop moment. Puzzle that, consider that, reach out to Oliver. Oliver, what's the best way to get in touch with you, just as a reminder here during this show?
Actually, right now, it would probably be on Instagram. That's where most of my content lives. I am also on LinkedIn, but I'm not very active there. I also have a podcast that people can check out. And yeah, feel free to just reach out, connect. I'm not taking any clients right now. I'm full, unless there's somebody who is like really, really burning for this. But I'm always happy to connect with people and, you know, have a chat.
Absolutely. So folks, scroll down in the show notes. We'll have all of Oliver's information right there for you, you know, the website, the podcast and things like that. Oliver, thank you for giving us some of your time, your talents. Appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you too, man. Thanks, Chad.
All right, folks, this has been another episode of the Real Estate Runway podcast. Until next time, over and out.
We hope this episode was insightful and brought value to your day. If so, please be awesome and leave us a 5-star review. Find out how Team Quattro can help you at thequattroway.com and scroll down for more info. Until next time, this is the Real Estate Runway podcast.